103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, good morning.
Uepa, buenos dias.
I did not know. Well, I did know it was going to snow today. I forgot.
I did not know.
If you're getting up, get ready because...
It's going to be a day.
It's going to be a day.
It's going to be a day.
I already yelled at somebody driving 19 miles an hour on a perfectly plowed road. I'm like, it's not even below 32. What are you worried about?
They were probably listening to the news saying, everybody be careful. Freak out on the roads. Drive slow.
Just chill out, everybody. Be safe, but don't be obnoxiously ridiculous on these roads. Don't act brand new.
You've been here before.
That's what they're doing today. They're acting brand new.
You just moved to Wisconsin?
Come on.
No. Hey, but for real though, I will at least say in their defense, the road could change like that.
I agree. I turned and it was not as nice. But the problem was the person I was behind going slow was on a perfectly clear road. And I was like, what are we driving 19 for?
They didn't trust it. They thought black ice somewhere.
Yeah. And then I turned on a bad road. I go, this is the road we drive 19 on, my guy.
This is the 19 road.
This is it.
Bro, I hate when that happens.
People make me crazy in this kind of weather, especially when they act brand new, which is what's happening morning today because it has been a while since we had snow. Mm-hmm. So now everyone is literally acting like the first snow.
Everybody forgot it was still winter, technically.
Pretty much.
Honestly. I did.
Owen's calling me right now during the show.
Mom, did you know it was snowing?
You know what he wants? He wants more screen time. I guarantee it,
sorry.
Dude.
We busy, big dog.
We're on the air. We're on the air right now. You're going to have to hold on, Owen, because we're giving away Avril Lavigne tickets. And I did go on the date last night.
Huh?
I did it.
You did it?
I did it.
You went on a Valentine's Day?
Wait, my kid's listening. Hold on. No.
Chill.
No.
Obviously not.
I did not go
obviously
on a date last
not.
Night.
No.
Why? Okay, I just muted it. I totally went on the date last night.
I'm proud of you.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. But let's give away these Avril Lavigne tickets to kick off the show.
Right now.
Right now.
Bet.
414-533-1037. You're going to go see Avril Lavigne if you're caller 30 right now. 414-533-1037. Good luck. 103.7 Kiss FM. Ali and DZ giving away these Avril Lavigne tickets because she is going to be in town this summer, September 9th at AmFam Amphitheater.
Is that summer?
I was just going to,
technically it's still because that's not fall yet.
Nope.
It's still summer, baby.
Even though we're like back in school and Labor Day's over, it's still summer.
Still summer.
I don't care what anybody says.
Especially today. It's definitely still going to be summer in September.
Thank you. Crystal's in Elkhorn this morning. Let's talk to her.
Morning, Crystal.
Crystal, when does summer start?
Hey, good morning, guys.
When does summer end, rather?
When does summer end?
Mm-hmm.
Trick question. The answer is never!
Crystal, you're going to see Avril Lavigne this summer!
Yeah!
I'm so excited. I've been trying to get through all week to win these tickets.
Well, good. Then I'm happy you won, Crystal.
Today was your day.
Yeah, you and a friend are going to see Avril Lavigne. And even though technically we give up on summer after Labor Day, September 9th, you're going to be out there and it's probably going to be nice weather. So so have fun because it's an outdoor venue. So we're hoping for
Don't plan nothing else for September 9th, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
I won't. Thank you guys so much.
You're so welcome. What are you up to this morning?
Just heading into work now.
Did you have a big V-Day last night?
Ooh.
No, just hanging out with my kids. But we're taking them to Disney on Ice tonight. A little Valentine's treat.
That's right. I'm taking the boys this weekend. I forgot it starts tonight on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
They're already there.
Should be fun.
Should be.
Yeah, that's right. We're there. Also there September 9th, Avril Lavigne and Fam Amphitheater.
Nice. Congratulations. Hold on, okay, Crystal?
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome. All right, so I want to talk about something that I witnessed in our kitchen.
Huh? Like this kitchen?
In the kitchen. Here.
Because
I know you want to hear about my date, but too bad. Hold on, people.
I can wait for that, man. First things first.
You
got to build up to that.
I think I might have said something on the air, and I can't remember. Do you remember when I found a plastic fork in the dishwasher, and I went, did somebody really put a plastic fork in the dishwasher at work, and I was blown away by the whole thing?
I don't think we said anything on air, but I think you said it to me.
It was an off-air
conversation, and I was like, bruh, my land.
I actually unloaded the dishwasher just to do my part one day. Instead of... Because I gave up on the kitchen around here.
Sure.
I don't F with it.
It's not your kitchen.
I don't clean
not
it.
Not your chair, not your problem.
I don't
problem.
Care. Except for once in a while, I unload and load to do my part occasionally, like a good team member.
Or when you have something that just got
or
washed.
Or when I need something, exactly, like a coffee cup. So there I was, looking for my coffee cup.
Yeah.
And I found a plastic fork, and I went, who the hell washed a plastic fork? We have plenty of silverware in
this
building.
Plenty.
No, not that many people really are here at one time to have to eat. Who put a plastic... Do we wash plastic? Is this a thing?
Listen.
And then in the dishwasher at that?
Dog, this is a thing.
We had to recycle the... I've never. What was that?
I'm not
that?
Even surprised. I gotta be honest. I'm not surprised. I've had my own experience with this. Unfortunately, I think it is, bro.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Why? I think it might be slight hoarder tendencies, but I've got an experience with my mother where I'm like, okay, you need to not save this. We were having a nice little dinner.
Uh-huh.
We had invited more than the usual amount of people over. So my mom wanted to get some plastic, you know, silverware, whatever, cutlery, whatever.
Yeah.
But she got the nice ones. The ones that are metallic looking.
Oh, I know exactly the ones she's talking about.
So they look like real silver, but they're plastic, right?
Right.
So we eat, nothing, no consequence. We're all cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to bunch up the forks, knives, and spoons.
To throw them away.
To throw them out. As I go to reach to throw them out, my mom goes, put those in the sink. I went, Mom, these are plastic. No, yes, she did. And she washed them. She kept them. Until I started slowly throwing them out on her, like little by little. Because I'm like, Mom, plastic. This is plastic. We don't need this. You bought a 100 pack for $20 online. You don't need to save these. Why? I don't know. I genuinely have no clue why.
She had a freak out moment where she was like, no, we're saving these. We're reusing these. These are, even though they're plastic forks, we're keeping them. I don't get it. So then whoever did that in our kitchen at work is not alone. Because if your mom thinks it's normal to rewash plastic silverware, maybe we're the weird ones.
I don't think it's normal.
I don't think
it's normal whatsoever. And I don't know who would.
Jeez. Somebody said we did mention the plastic fork in the dishwasher.
Oh, did we?
We didn't talk about it, though. We just mentioned it. I didn't get a chance to ask anyone why that happened.
Well, I'm glad somebody was listening because clearly we weren't.
Well, listen, I don't remember anything that happens on this show. People come up to me the same day in public and they go, you know when you said this today? And I go,
nope.
I do not. I do not remember that, but I believe you.
100%.
Because when you talk to somebody for 4 hours straight, ask them if they remember everything they just said.
Nah.
They don't.
Nah.
So we brought this up, but we didn't get anyone's input on it. So I want to know, do you guys rewash plastic? Is this a thing? I mean, I guess we do it with Tupperware.
Mm.
What's the... One's cheaper than the other.
No,
One's cheaper than the other, though.
True. Cheaper plastic, but you got me there, though. We do rewash Tupperware, and
right?
I do sometimes reuse some of the old containers, like the cottage cheese container. I'll reuse it for something else.
Oh, I have a friend who makes sauce, my Italian friend, Natalie.
Yum.
She loves to make sauce, and she puts the sauce in a butter container.
Yep.
Like you said.
Yep.
The old country crock.
The old, yeah.
The old cottage cheese, the old sour cream bin.
So what's the difference? Oh.
I don't know if there is one. Now I'm questioning my own self. 414-533-1037. Dottie from Milwaukee texted in and wanted her acknowledgement for remembering.
You're welcome, Dottie, and thank
or
you, Dottie.
Maybe we were talking to Dottie. I don't know, but thank you for your text. We're going to talk to you guys next about this. Do you think Beyonce and Jay-Z rewash their plastic silverware?
Oh, they definitely do.
They might.
Of course they do. Yeah,
I mean,
of course they do.
Why not?
I mean, I would if I was that rich.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ talking about how I found someone had, you know, rewashed a plastic fork at work in the kitchen, and I went, who did that?
Who put
a plastic fork in the dishwasher?
And who does that?
They put it on top like they were doing us all a favor.
Saving
the plastic.
It. No, my mom does that, bro. Like, this might be a thing, because what's the difference between the plasticware and the Tupperware that you reuse?
Mm.
I don't know anymore.
Let's go to Autumn in Milwaukee. We'll just start with her first. Hey, Autumn, are you a plastic silverware washer?
You keep your plasticware?
Only because my mother-in-law also started doing it, I am not a hoarder, but then she reasoned with me and said, but the kids can take them to school for their like snacks and stuff instead of losing our silverware.
Oh.
And so then I kind of was like, oh. All right, yeah, that makes sense.
Reluctantly agreed. Like, you, I guess that's smart.
Do you know what? My sister, my rich sister, goes to Starbucks multiple times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to her house, and she has a whole cabinet of washed Starbucks cups.
No, she doesn't.
She does. And I go, what are you doing with those? She goes, well, I feel guilty because I go to Starbucks so much, so I reuse them sometimes. And I just put my coffee from home in them when I don't go to Starbucks. And then I don't feel as guilty, and I go... Okay, but it's this.
And I still look like I went to Starbucks.
She's a
Isn't genius.
Isn't that funny?
She's a genius.
But it's the same thing.
It is.
Rewashing those plastic cups and reusing them. It's the same thing.
Over and over.
Over.
And man, and not to get into like the toxics of it, but the microplastics are real, man.
Yeah,
so
it is a thing.
We keep reusing the stuff over and over and over and over.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, in the dishwasher heated, even worse.
No, please, no.
Oh, my gosh.
What are we doing?
Unless you're doing it by hand, I disapprove.
We're saving the Chinese takeout box.
The coleslaw container. She's so right.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
We would save the Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket too if it had a real lid, not just a paper one.
Hey, it's a good size lid. You never know. It's a good size bucket.
It's a cardboard lid.
Look at that. It's a nice box.
Hey, Autumn, have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Mike is in Hartford this morning, who we also like to call Babe.
Oh, okay.
We call him what his wife calls him. Hey, Babe. Babe.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. There we go. Babe.
Babe.
We almost hung up on you, Babe.
Oh, it's Babe.
Oh, your wife, by the way, texted me an adorable picture of your daughter in her Valentine's Day outfit yesterday.
I sent it to you this morning as well.
Oh, wait. Oh, you did. Well, thank you. For a second, I got nervous that he sent it, not his wife, when I was just speaking. But you both, you know what? Him and the wife hitting me up in the text.
They're
today.
On the same wavelength.
Yeah, they are. Mike, do you rewash silverware?
No, but I cannot say in my family who does this or who did this in the past.
Spit it out right now.
They would wash the storage gallon and quart Ziploc bag.
No, not the Ziploc.
Yes.
You're
not the
kidding.
Plastic.
Yes. You're kidding. Yes.
That's where I draw the line.
That's crazy.
I was a kid, so this was 20 plus years ago, but I do remember that, and I do remember family members washing silverware, like just the white plastic.
Yep. Yeah. Not even the good plastic.
No, not even the good stuff. We got gold plastic silverware for Christmas with Christmas plates, like plastic Christmas plates. Smart. I was like, you know what? I don't care. I'm throwing these away.
Yes.
I'm not washing these.
I wouldn't either.
I bought them for one day, and then I used all the plates like after Christmas and everything. We finally used the last of them like last week, and I was like, whatever.
Now they're gone.
But this is why we're all going to hell, is because we're saying don't wash your plastic. Microplastics is a thing, but I threw away all the plastic yesterday, and I didn't feel bad about it. Like, listen to us. We're hypocrites.
I will say,
it's a catch-22, ain't it?
I do recycle them, so at least I try to help.
Well, babe, that makes one of
us. Listen, babe, you're playing both sides like us, too. You're just telling
Midwest
us.
Nice about the plasticware.
Enough with the Midwest nice.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Am I reading this right?
You are reading this 100% correct.
They let the one get away?
That part.
What? Oh, I love this. This is juicy. Let's hear all about it.
All right. Colin. Colin going crazy, man.
What'd he say?
Colin said, so about 6 months ago, started seeing this woman I had met through mutual friends. Mm-hmm. We had never met before, but hit it off immediately and quickly began talking every day. We're both in our late 20s. Mm. We live close to one another, love our pets, similar interests and experiences. I'm not going to lie and say everything was perfect like people do. The truth is, I saw a few red flags from the start.
Mm.
For example, she posts very suggestive pictures on social media, which to me isn't a problem, but I did find it excessive.
Mm.
She has virtually no female friends and talks to a lot of guys.
Yikes.
Now, I'm not a simp or the jealous type either, so I can look past that.
Where's the girlfriends?
where's her girlfriends
at? Yeah. She can have guy friends, but where's the girlfriends? Okay, sorry. I'm judging before I hear the whole story.
I guess he's not saying she doesn't have female friends. He says virtually, right? So the optics look like she doesn't have any.
Yeah.
Even though she might, right? Mm-hmm. He goes, we talked so heavily, it felt like we were exclusive, even though we weren't. The one thing I couldn't get past, though, was her going on a date with a guy and lying to me about it.
Well, yeah.
But hold on. He says, I knew she was getting lunch with a friend from work, but she assured me time and time again that it wasn't anything romantic.
Okay.
Later that day, a friend of mine that she isn't familiar with sent me the guy's picture he posted of them with the hard eyes in the caption.
No.
Bruh.
Come on.
I approached her wanting to clear the air. I felt like she was gaslighting the entire conversation, downplaying everything. In a nutshell, she said she didn't see the issue, she didn't go home with him, and it wasn't a date. I tried multiple angles to help her understand what my issue was, but nothing worked.
Mm.
To be honest, I went into self-preservation mode, cut contact shortly after that.
He didn't trust her.
Ooh.
Whole thing's shady, yeah.
Like I said, I'm not the jealous type, but I could clearly tell this was affecting me differently than any other relationship I've had.
The gut was telling you something was off. You gotta believe your gut sometimes. Mm.
So now it's been about 2 months, and I haven't stopped thinking about her. Not a day goes by that I don't wonder if I jumped the gun and overreacted. A big part of me keeps telling myself that I potentially let the one get away. Any thoughts? All advice is welcome. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Colin.
You didn't even cheat. What do you mean you let her? No.
Colin.
Oh, Colin, I have thoughts.
You do?
Yes. I know it's not What Would Allie Do, but boy, I got something to say.
Hey, no lie. I think he might have let the one get away.
Stop it.
He might have.
Stop it.
He really might have.
Really?
Yeah, he really might have. Just like he had to trust his gut the first time, he has to trust his gut the second time. He might have been over-trusting his gut.
Mm.
Just because your gut tells you something doesn't mean that that's exactly what's going on.
True.
It just means you had... that's something to work through.
True.
That's your body's natural response to something you're uncomfortable with. And mm-hmm. it might not be that that's something crazy going on, right? I think he might have let the one get away. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to argue about this next. 414-533-1037. He thinks the one got away. They broke up basically because he didn't trust her. He thought she was, you know, out with a friend doing stuff, and now he feels like he did something wrong.
Right.
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 In a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
He wants
Very
her
quick.
Back.
He wants her back, and I guess he's looking for advice, maybe closure, maybe just some encouragement on like, nah, big dog, you're good, do you? That ain't it. I think you let the one get away.
Did you see the text?
No.
She not that into you, bro.
Ooh.
Somebody texted.
I think they made a movie about that.
Oh, yikes. 414-533-1037. We'll discuss next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right. So what's his name again?
Colin.
Colin thinks he might have let the one get away.
Colin's a little cuckoo right now.
He is. He was dating somebody and he thinks that her lunch with a coworker was inappropriate because the coworker put up a picture with heart eyes.
Ooh.
The two of them.
And I bet it wasn't about the food.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I can't believe it. I need you to dust off a theme song for me.
That's all that dust in here?
Thank you. Darnell in Milwaukee has risen.
No. Darnell?
I don't know where he was. Darnell is back, everybody. I'm unstoppable today. I mean, Darnell, I forgot what your song was. That's how long it's been.
Morning, Darnell.
Where the hell have you been?
Good morning.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
I have been trying to get through ever since we were doing the substitute curse words.
Oh, man.
That was a flocking great day, wasn't it?
Yeah. Kind of a biscuit eating pizza.
Stop it. Y'all be giving me panic attacks, man.
Oh, what the fog, DZ. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Darnell, no pretend curse words today. Today, we're talking about the one that got away.
We're helping Colin.
Yeah.
We're helping Colin.
Did you give your full advice, DZ, before I went to Darnell?
I ain't even say nothing,
Damn.
But I'm more interested in Darnell.
Okay, Darnell, you go first.
So, I'm going to agree with DZ. I think he did let the one get away. Because sometimes with things that happen in your past or whatever, it could put blockers up that, you know, you could be seeing stuff that's not actually there.
That's valuable right there.
Listen to this text. This is a fair point. It says, I think he was right to end it, even if she was not physically cheating. He expressed that he was uncomfortable with the situation, and she didn't seem to care enough to respect his feelings and boundaries.
See, and me thinking along those same lines when she reassured you on the front end that this was not romantic. For her, it's not romantic. She's agreeing to take a lunch. And actually, you guys aren't exclusive. So if she is taking a lunch and it happens to turn romantic, then and there, okay, now we got a problem. But if she said no, all dude did was post heart eye emojis. Maybe dude knows that y'all are back canoodling and he's trying to start some, you know, he's trying to shake it up.
Well, this is what that same person texted in also. They said, I feel like people are so quick to defend and justify their actions until the shoe's on the other foot and the roles are reversed. I bet she would have flipped if he had some female friend posting their pic with heart emojis. Buddy, you made the right decision. Plenty of fish in the sea. Just hard to find the non-toxic ones.
Yikes. I didn't feel like this was toxic.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm
We were not sure. That's what the problem is. It's like you almost like you don't know if they're jumping to conclusions or not. We don't know.
Well, and what Darnell said is like he's using his past experience.
Yeah.
Right. My guess is he's going, all right, well, the last time this happened, it was XYZ.
Yeah.
Well, buddy, it might be ZYX today. You don't know that.
Darnell.
True.
He said, okay.
True.
Darnell. Well, I'm glad you called in today. We had to dust off that theme song, boy.
It's fresh and clean now, man, when you call tomorrow.
Alrighty, Weppa.
Weppa, appreciate you, fam.
Bye, Darnell. And DZ, I'm serious. Let me date a guy and some girl post a pic with him with heart emojis and tell me it's platonic. Let that happen. When you think about it reversed,
are you exclusive with the guy?
If I am, yes.
They're not exclusive.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fair game.
He just felt like they were exclusive because he was that involved. If they're not extremely exclusive, both parties know when we exclusive.
That's the problem with communication and situationships.
He might have jumped the gun. I hate to say, I want to be on my guy's side and go, bro. Trust your gut, woo. But you might have trusted it too quick. You didn't let it evolve how you should have. And man, you might have let the one get away, especially if you're not thinking about her.
Yeah.
When you cut ties, you should have stopped thinking about her. Since you didn't, that lets you know internally you were wrong.
Oh, well, just sometimes you have feelings for people and you still shouldn't be with them. They're horrible people. DZ, you know that. You know this.
I know.
You can have feelings for people and not be with them and not supposed to be with them.
I know, but this doesn't feel like that's the case. I think he jumped the gun a little bit, straight up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's go to Crystal in Elkhorn this morning. Hey, Crystal.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Crystal.
What do you think about this? What should we do here? What should he do?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of zoned out at the last part, so I don't remember at all. But with the photo, it could have been more of he likes her and she doesn't like him kind of situation.
Oh.
Wait, what? I zoned out at the end. What did you say?
He likes her. The coworker likes her. She doesn't care for him whatsoever. It's just a coworker.
Could be.
That's what
could
I'm saying.
Yeah,
he's trying to shake it up by posting
a
picture.
She needs to control that and set the boundaries and make it clear and not allow pictures with heart emojis of them together to go up online if it's all the other dude. That's on you. It's like if I'm dating someone and I get DMs, that's on me to tell them I'm with someone or I'm taken.
I think he knew what he was doing. She's got a lot of guy friends. Crystal, what do you think? I mean, he knew what he was doing. They both knew.
Crystal
said, yeah.
I'm sorry.
We appreciate you, Crystal. Have a great day.
Who the hell calls in and goes, I zoned out at the end, but here's my advice. Crystal.
It was a long segment.
It was a long one.
but she said, listen, I think he likes her. She doesn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
And he might have overreacted.
So you say, take her, go back and get her.
Try it.
You say, try it.
I say,
run for your life.
I don't think you did enough in the situation, and you definitely didn't date exclusively to go, no, if you feel like you lost the one, date the one for a little bit and actually find out.
Somebody texted in and said, I was in a similar situation. My ex went to go hang out with a friend and said nothing happened. However, my gut was saying that he cheated on me. And next thing I know, he wanted to take a break. So I ended things, and a month later, they were dating. Oh, no. On that note, my date update is next. I went on a date last night.
Kiss FM.
Bye. My mic was backwards. That wouldn't have worked.
That would not have worked. That's not how we do radio.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Where, Bob? When was the S?
Sorry about the snow.
I'm not.
Woke up and I was like, oh, come on.
No, I'm sorry about the snow for real.
I really did.
Fun. Not ideal.
I forgot that it was supposed to snow. And then when it really did, I went, whoopsie.
Well, yeah. The thing about snow is you got to give yourself enough time in the morning. And the thing about forgetting that it was supposed to snow is that you don't give yourself enough time in the morning.
Exactly. Even when it does snow.
And here we are.
Then I'm even farther behind.
Exactly.
And I was out late last night on a date.
Excuse
what?
Me?
What? I went on a date?
No. Backtrack. And you were up late last night on a date. Let me get my tea. Now continue.
Okay, what do you want to know?
Start from the beginning.
Okay, remember yesterday?
It was Valentine's Day.
It was, but I forgot. I mean, I didn't forget, but I wasn't going into
not
it
top
thinking,
of mind.
Thinking, he's taking me out on... No.
Right.
Give me a break. Let's meet for a drink at a non-romantic place on Valentine's Day and not talk about it being Valentine's Day.
It was a kid-free day. It was a coincidence that it was Valentine's Day.
It was my first free kid-free day. That's
in a
right.
while.
In
right.
a while. You're right. And so I had been talking to this guy. I don't know. How long have we been talking? I don't know.
I have no idea.
That's
I don't know nothing
question.
About this guy.
I don't either.
You've been keeping this guy a secret.
Because I didn't really know if I wanted to go out with him.
Okay.
Because of there's something about him that made me not sure.
What was it?
His age.
What? How old is he? Spit it out. Say it.
He's,
what? No, let me guess. Let me guess.
Okay. Because I didn't say. He's
older.
No. Oh,
he's younger. Okay.
Yeah.
35.
Around that, minus some.
Minus?
The youngest guy I've ever gone out with at this point is 34. Like at my current age, which is none of your business.
Okay, no, I got you.
No,
I got
I'm 44. I don't care. So 34 is the youngest.
So he was 34?
No.
Younger?
Minus a little.
Minus a little. 30? My age. We're the same age. 30.
He is, he's 30. Minus 3.
Why are you not making eye contact? Minus 3. 30. 29, 28, 26. He's 27? Hey, wepa! Hold on.
Stop it. This is so inappropriate.
No, this feels right.
No, this feels wrong.
This feels right.
You can't play a winner, Ben, when I went out with a 27-year-old last night.
I'm playing it for him. Let me stop.
What do you want with me? What is your deal? You got some weird fetish? You like older women, you weirdo? He's like, yeah, actually I do, but it's not weird.
I mean, now that you're asking.
He's like, you guys know what you want. I'm like, there are women your age that know what they want too, my guy.
True, but not as true as what his statement was.
I did say, I get it. I get this weird group, and I'm sure other women who are divorced or not interested in starting over,
sure.
who are just like dating like me.
Casual.
You kind of find this weird mix of guys who don't want to get married. married, don't have kids, but they're in this realm around women who do want to get married and have kids in that age. So it's tough. So they end up venturing out different ways because they want someone who's not going to pressure them.
They play the field. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They don't necessarily stay in their lane.
Okay, so anyway, so I said I was not going out with this guy for like months.
Okay.
And he'd message me and he'd make me smile. And I'd be like, I'm not going. This guy is. And so I asked my girlfriend.
Yeah, young bug laying it on thick, huh?
I asked my girlfriend. She goes, absolutely not.
No, like, no, don't go on a date?
Do not.
What?
I said, okay, fine, you're right. No.
No.
So I said, my friends think you're too young for me. He goes, what do you think? I was like, oh, it doesn't matter what I think.
Oh, no, it matters what you think.
So I said, no. I said, no, I pushed it off. The flirting is still going on.
Of course. He's not taking no for an answer.
And then I said I'd meet him last weekend. I blew him off. I changed my mind. I was like, I just can't go out with this guy.
And he was still persistent.
And he was still
Which means around. He was genuinely interested.
Yeah, but then at one point, remember, I said to you off the air, I'm like, what's this guy want? Is this guy, I don't trust anyone, right? So I'm like, What is this? What's going on? What is this?
What does he mean?
What does he want?
he wants you.
So last night, I finally met him. I went and met him in person and had a drink with him.
Threw caution to the wind, said friends to the wind, and said, we going out.
Stop testing in things like Allie the Cougar. I'm going to throw up. Stop. Allie, oh my God. I'm 44.
Where's the cougar sound in here?
I'm 44. My stepson's 30. Stop. This is so gross. Even I'm grossed out. But I get there. He's 6'3".
Ooh.
He's cute. I'm like, and I saw him online, but I was like, damn it. Why'd you have to be good looking and normal in person? I was expecting you to be wacky.
I expected something to be wrong, like, but I'm not seeing nothing.
What is going on right now?
Except your age.
Which is not a good thing for me.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
I'm not looking to get married. And you
obviously.
Know, this is a...
You're not even looking for a relationship, quite frankly.
Just dating.
Exactly.
And I always say if I meet someone who adds value, awesome.
Bet.
And if it's someone that would fit into my life, awesome.
I mean, honestly, at the very least, we can at least get somebody to intern. He's young enough.
You know what? That's it. I swear to you. I can't believe this.
You know I'm just talking trash, man.
You know what? I should tell my... I didn't tell the friend who said absolutely not that I still haven't told her that I went out with him.
Oh, she knows now.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mila texted in, don't do it. He's looking for a mother type.
No, stop it.
Can I you know what, Mila? That did cross my mind, but I've met 40-year-old men who are looking for a mother type.
Well, I mean,
it's
we're all
men.
Looking for a care and affection and attention. And is it motherly to some degree? I'm not going to say no, obviously. But then you, as women, you look for somebody that's going to give you the care and attention and protection. So we could say it's a daddy thing.
Oh, true.
In any direction,
that's
at any age.
That's actually true if you want, yes, if you want that dynamic.
I disagree with Mila on this one.
I like what you just said there. That was a good point.
I got a question. How did it go? Was it a good date?
Yeah.
Did you
whoever
feel...
Whoever texted in, Stifler's mom, knock it off. And whoever texted in, what were you just babysitting? Knock it off. All of you are going to give me the heebie-jeebies about this guy, and I don't have them at this moment.
Don't let them do this. You know we just talking because we appreciate you, we love you, and your openness, and everything
you.
You're saying. We just like to talk a little. We got a rib, man. You know how we are.
Me.
We got a rib.
I can take it because I actually agree with you. I'm actually weirded out myself, if you want me to be honest. It ended with him walking to my car.
Cordial.
And then we kissed.
Mwah.
A lot.
Ooh, mwah, mwah, mwah.
And then I left.
Okay. Okay.
And I said, what are you doing tomorrow?
Oh.
So I got one more free day this week. But again, I'm not trying to husband this guy up.
You're not trying to cuff nobody, man.
So yeah. No cuffing. No cuffing right now.
Nah,
so,
obviously.
I may see him later.
Ooh, another update.
Oh my God. You guys are killing me with your texts right now. Go Allie. Age is just a number.
That part.
Somebody said, do it. Live your best life. Be the MILF you are. You guys, knock it off, dude.
No, we're not. No,
knock
we are not.
Knock it off.
We're not going to knock it off.
So
I'm cheering for this
you
guy.
You don't think this is inappropriate?
Not in the least.
Okay.
No, not in the least.
I do.
A different point in time in your life, maybe. But the numerical value at the stage of life that we're all at, that doesn't matter anymore.
Okay. All right.
Do you, boo. Do
right.
you.
I'm going to do me. Am I the Jerk is coming up next. I'm not going to lie. DZ and I are in here going, wow, at all the texts.
Wow.
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 You guys are funny.
Yeah, they are.
You guys are funny texting in. We see them all. It says, nobody would be making those comments if the ages were reversed. Do you, girl? Well, actually do him and let us in on the tea. Allie from Toast.
Y'all, chill out.
Let's go to Am I the Jerk?
Chill out. Oh my gosh.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, today's comes from Amanda.
Okay,
not,
Amanda.
Not Amanda and Racine.
Not our Amanda. Or Amanda in Waukesha.
A different Amanda.
Different Amandas.
I think.
Got it.
Whoa. Amanda wants to know if she's a jerk if she tells her former nieces to stop calling her aunt.
Former niece? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I know where this is going.
She said, Allie and DZ, I got divorced last year after 8 years of marriage. And my husband's sister, my ex-sister-in-law, has three kids. They live in Minneapolis, and we would see them a couple times a year, usually on Christmas and once or twice in the summer. But now that I'm divorced, I don't see the nieces much at all. I saw them in passing last month when I picked up my kids from my ex-in-laws. I went inside, said hi for a few minutes, and when I was there, my former nieces were calling me Aunt Amanda. But I'm not married to their uncle anymore, and I don't want them to call me Aunt Amanda anymore. I don't think it's right. I told some friends, and they said I was a jerk. Am I the jerk if I tell my former nieces to stop calling me aunt?
Ah, dog, this is rough.
This is rough. And
well,
yeah.
I mean, on one end,
but they're divorced, right?
On one end, you're divorced, right? On the other end, the kids don't know that. They do, I'm sure. But the kids have no concept. Thank you, Jinx. The kids have no concept of that. They're just going off of what they've always called you, known you. Like, to them, that's like your first name. Amanda's your middle name. To them, you know, your first name is Aunt, Auntie, Titi, whatever. Now you're going, hey, I'm not really your aunt anymore. And they're going, yeah, you are.
You're our aunt. But here's why
you're our cousin's mom.
That's why I think she's a jerk, because my kids, obviously, I'm divorced.
Yeah.
And my kids have cousins on their dad's side.
Right.
And when I rarely do see them, they call me Aunt Allie.
Okay.
Even though I've been divorced for 10 years from their uncle.
They still call you Aunt Allie.
They're cousins. I'm their cousin's mom.
So, of course, they're going to call
you Aunt Allie.
You know what, actually?
No matter what, I look at them as my nieces, even though I never see them. Because they're my kids' cousins.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Well, and to them, you're still family.
Right. Because I remember when my aunt and uncle got divorced when I was a kid, and I still called him my Uncle Andy my whole life, even though he was not any, I didn't see him. But the few times I did, it was
uncle.
Even though they were divorced most of my life.
Gee.
Because he was my cousin's father.
Right. And I'm thinking of my life and my example. So my mom has a brother. My mom's brother, my uncle, had a wife. They've been separated for maybe 5 going on 10 years, something like that, right? But my entire life, I called her Aunt Jeanette. I'm never not going to call her Aunt Jeanette. I conceptualize her as being blood related to me, even though she was only related in marriage.
Because when you're young, your aunts and uncles are your blood.
That's
You forget that they were once, you forget somebody married in, basically.
Right, like we share lineage as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
You're like, and she's my cousin's mother, so of course I'm going to call her Aunt Jeanette.
Right.
But at the same time, I do get where Amanda's coming from.
She's like, I'm not in this family anymore.
And it's part of her process. Who are we to tell her, hey, you can't do that. You got to let the kids call you. No, if you don't want them to call you something, she's putting her foot down and going, you guys can call me Amanda.
Not Aunt Amanda.
Aunt Amanda.
Uh-uh.
But that is jerky behavior. I get where it's coming from, though. So where do I actually draw that line? Do I call her a jerk or not? Because I understand her. I hear it 100%.
Somebody said, yes, she's a jerk. She's still their aunt. Wow, what a B. Somebody else said, I could go both ways. I could say 50% jerk. I got divorced too, and the kids called me aunt for at least a year after we got divorced, and then it subsided. They need time to adjust. That could be.
Okay.
That, I don't know.
Yeah, but do they ever adjust?
I don't know, because like I said, I've been divorced 10 years now, and my kids, the cousins, still call me Aunt Allie ex's side.
I guess it matters on how the exes approach it. If the exes on their end go, hey, you don't need to call her aunt anymore, or maybe you should, right? If they feel the room or like them on their end, but it's your name.
Yeah.
That's your title. You get to decide if and when somebody gets to call you that.
Yeah. I think because there's kids involved, you're allowed to keep calling them aunt. Okay, let's find out what the listeners, I don't know. Let's find out what the listeners think. 414-533-1037. Is Amanda a jerk because she doesn't want her former nieces to call her aunt anymore now that she's divorced?
I'm going with no. And it feels weird saying it, but I'm going with no.
Okay.
She's not.
I'm going to say jerk then.
Bet.
Okay. We'll find out what everybody else thinks next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Amanda does not want her former nieces to call her Aunt Amanda anymore.
She just wants to be plain old Amanda.
Did you say somebody texted in they were getting triggered by this?
Yeah, because their name's Amanda.
Oh.
They said, my name's Amanda, and just the thought of my brother having kids scares me. So even thinking of being called Aunt Amanda is triggering.
She's like, no.
Some people might not even just like the name.
Yeah.
You don't want to be called aunt. You don't want to be called uncle. You just want to be called you.
Mm-hmm. True. Okay, well, let's go to Berta in Sheboygan this morning. Hey, Berta. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, jerk or not the jerk, Amanda doesn't want them calling her aunt anymore.
You kick it off.
The biggest jerk ever.
Oh, okay.
Oh, say it with your chest.
Right.
Hit some. Go ahead.
She did, right.
Go ahead.
Aunt is a term that children give adult women in their life who they care about.
Mm.
So it's not her job to decide whether or not her former nieces care about her.
Oh.
Right.
My kids.
It's like how Sammy and Danny love me the most.
People.
And I'm not their real aunt.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, my kids have non-blood people in their life who they refer to as aunt and uncle.
Yeah.
That is
same.
True.
One of my best friends. So do my kids.
Aunt Allie.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Allie.
I am the favorite aunt, if you ask DZ's kids.
Right.
Don't tell Aaron's sisters or his, but.
And so it's a term that is earned.
It's endearment.
And by the same token, if you don't, meet those requirements, can be taken away.
She's not wrong that we do call people aunt and uncle that aren't really our blood or anything.
It's a title bestowed out of respect and admiration.
Someone who takes care of you and loves you and an adult figure.
And
dang,
if
Berta.
If there were anyone who in the divorce wanted to say, hey, I don't think it's fair for my nieces and nephews to call you aunt anymore, it would be her ex.
But she doesn't get to make that distinction.
Dang.
Okay. I can't take that from
I
she kicks it off.
If her former nieces and nephews still care about her enough to want to call her their aunt, she should be thankful for that.
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
I can receive that. She said jerk.
Appreciate the call, Berta.
She said big old jerk.
Thank
big
you.
Old. Have a great
Bye,
day.
Berta.
She said definitely, absolutely, without question, a jerk.
Not even a question. Jesse is in Milwaukee next.
Almost hit the wrong one.
There we go. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You probably heard what Berta said there, but do you think Amanda's a jerk if she tells her nieces to stop calling her aunt after she just got divorced?
Absolutely, she is a jerk. Listen, you divorce spouses, you don't divorce family.
Mm-hmm.
So the sister-in-laws, the cousins, all them people, those are family. Whatever happened between you guys, that's between you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And what does she even care if she sees them kids twice a year or whatever? They live in Minnesota. She's not even going to see them that often.
Right.
So what is the big deal? I had an uncle, my aunt, my titi divorced my tio like 30, 40, 35 years
ago.
And
you still
long
call him
ago.
Aunt and uncle, don't you?
I haven't seen him in probably 10 years. And if I see him tomorrow on the street, he's going to be Theo Marshall.
Theo Marshall.
He's going to be Theo Marshall to me.
The same thing. Oh, I have the same situation with an aunt and uncle, and he's still my uncle. I would never not call him Uncle Andy to this day if I saw him.
Yeah, like, what is the big deal? I don't see what's her problem. She's rude.
Y'all, think about it, though. Her emotions are still probably invested in this, and it triggers her, probably hurts her to think that she had that title, she was in that family, and now she's not. I don't think it's about the kids. I think it's more about the divorce.
Well, you know what,
she's the adult in the situation, though, so she needs to deal with her emotions.
That
and like
part.
I said, they're not going to see each other that often.
That part.
They live in Minnesota.
Fair.
It shouldn't be that big of a deal to her.
I love it how you said she's the adult. She needs to control her emotions. You're right. So many adults don't keep that in mind when they're dealing with kids. We act like kids,
too.
You cannot.
True. Ooh,
you
got to
grow up. Mm. And remember, they're the emotionally immature ones. Now you have to grow up, though.
And we got to be those guiding
Keep
forces.
Keep it together.
Yeah. Jesse ain't wrong.
All right, Jesse. Thank you.
You're welcome. Love y'all.
We love you too. Back. Bye. Say hi. We love y'all. Bye, youngins.
Bye.
Say hi to Theo Marshall for us.
Bye. She's right. And I got to tell you, I don't mind it at all when my kids' cousins call me Aunt Allie once in a blue moon when I see them, even though I'm divorced. I actually think it's sweet.
Yeah.
I don't find it offensive like Amanda does.
Well,
oh, they still call me their aunt. But I am because I'm their cousin's mom.
Amanda's her own person and she's still going, I don't want this. Doesn't feel good. Doesn't feel right.
Well, Janice is in Milwaukee and she says they're split down the middle in her car.
Oh?
Janice,
good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Who says not the jerk in your
car? Good morning, Allie.
Hey.
Well, my son said not the jerk. He actually just got in the car, so he's kind of upset.
Oh, shoot.
He can't explain his position, but I know his position.
Okay.
So his position is, well, they're no longer married, so they are not the jerk because they are not family. They are only related through marriage, and there's no reason for them to continue to call each other aunt and uncle.
And that's a kid's,
just call each other.
That's a kid. Interesting.
That's his perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
Me, on the other hand, I actually have firsthand knowledge of the experience because my uncle has been married twice. And he has children with both of his ex, well, with his ex-wife and his current wife.
This is a good. This is a good scenario. Go on. So very, very common today. Yep.
Exactly. So I still call his ex-wife my aunt. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm an adult, I don't say it as often.
Sure.
But if I'm talking to her directly or I'm mentioning her in conversation, I would say, "Oh yeah, my aunt." You know,
right,
whatever.
Right. Woo, 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 right.
And his current wife, I call her aunt in conversation, but when I speak to her, I don't say, "Hey, Auntie," I just say her name. But I do recognize that she's my aunt, and I do recognize that, you know, that her, that she and my uncle have children together.
I feel like as soon as there's kids involved,
so it's just kind of like I love them both. Like, I'm comfortable with them both. They've been in my life.
It's almost,
you know,
like a real aunt,
adulthood.
A step aunt. It's both, a real aunt and a step aunt.
I think, yeah, they're both her aunts.
Right?
They both filled that role at some point.
Right.
I don't know. I get it. I say if there's kids involved, it's not weird at all to continue to call them aunt and uncle, which is what she's talking about, because there were kids involved.
Right.
If your uncle had just married a woman and then got divorced and then went their separate ways with no children, it would be weird if you ran into them, right? But when you have cousins and kids and all these things, then it's like, well, now you are family for life, whether you like it or not.
That's true.
Versus a clean-cut divorce with no kids, no nothing, go your separate ways, and you don't ever have to talk for the rest of your lives.
Right, right.
So,
exactly. Yeah. And I still love them both like they're family. Family. Like,
right.
We're family. We get together. We still do family gatherings. And even with, you know, my cousin that's like my age, his mom, they were never married, but I've always called her my aunt as well.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
It's a title given out of love and respect.
Yeah.
Ooh, and it works it out. Honestly, it's kind of like a sweep. Even though her son was saying, not the jerk.
No, it's
a sweep.
Kid.
It's a sweep. She's the jerk, Amanda.
She's the jerk.
I mean, Aunt Amanda, excuse me.
Sorry, Amanda. You're the jerk. Thank you for calling Janice.
Thank you. You both have a great day.
Oh,
you too. Bye.
And listen back to the show on the Odyssey app later. You can play it back for your son so
that
he can hear his point of view on the air.
That part.
The texts say her feelings are valid, but she's still a jerk. I agree with that.
Yes.
You have your feelings, but you are the jerk.
And that's why I was saying not the jerk, because her feelings are valid.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't disagree with y'all. She's definitely the jerk.
Let the kids call you aunt. They don't know the damn difference.
They don't.
It's not that serious. Okay. Sorry, Amanda. You're the jerk.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right. So you did see the commercials with Tom Brady.
After you reminded me of it, I was like, oh yeah, that corny old commercial.
Yeah, they were kind of corny. It was hard for me because part of me wanted to like them because it had Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, and Tom Brady in it, right? And Jennifer Lopez.
Four heavy hitters. Hair. Right. And everybody else.
But then they were a little corny.
Right.
So I got torn on how I felt about it.
What was it supposed to be? Like an audition type
thing?
They were
coming up with a boy band, their own boy band, Matt Damon and Tom Brady and Ben Affleck.
Okay.
They were trying to mock, I think, all the old dudes that are in boy bands.
They were ribbon in sync.
And Backstreet Boys. Pretty much. But I am with you. They were funny yet a little corny.
A little. Eh.
It's hard.
It was just forced.
It was overdone.
It felt forced.
Yeah.
But all in all.
Get this. Jennifer Lopez says she never planned to get back together with Ben Affleck.
No.
She said that was never on her radar after their failed engagement back in 2004. She said, you know, I had fallen in love with him earlier in life, and for whatever reasons, we needed to grow and do other things, but she never thought they were going to come back together. And they did. So it's not even like she was manifesting it over the years, like, I'm going to get Ben back one day.
It'd be when you least expect it, I see.
She said, we both went off, had children with other people, had other relationships. She said, but in her mind, there was that, oh, that was kind of the one in the back of her mind the whole time. I'm like, really?
She knew it.
Were you thinking that? Like, was she with Alex Rodriguez thinking that?
Or with Mark Anthony thinking that?
Yeah.
I
don't think I could marry someone if I had that thought about somebody else.
Yeah,
I would
that's
like, I don't really want to marry you.
That'd be rough.
But people get married all the time thinking about other people, which is weird.
It's very strange. You could say that again.
It's very strange.
And then look at them in Super Bowl commercials now together.
Doing corny ads with Tom Brady. Like, what a time to be alive.
What a time to be
Where
alive.
We are.
Goofballs, right. Man.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We woke up to snow. I was not prepared for that.
No, not at all.
But here we are.
I guess.
if you missed any of the Valentine's Day updates, too bad. You have to listen to the show later.
On the Odyssey app, you know where to go.
I gave the whole date recap. Sorry you missed it.
And it's not what you think.
And it is not what I thought either.
But exactly what you want to hear.
It's just the tea you needed this morning.
Boy, and it's still hot.
All right. DZ, what's going on with you?
Yo, G, so I gotta share something with you, man, because we didn't go on a date last night.
You and the wifey. I said I would have babysit, but you didn't want me to, so I went out with somebody else.
We had a home date, and I'm glad we did a home date, because then you got to go out with somebody else, and they can listen back to all of that. But
yeah.
So instead of a home date, what we ended up doing was trying to make some home fixes, because on Valentine's Day for us, bruh, our toilet seat out of nowhere just snapped off. Broke.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
Not like loosened, like, because mine get loose and I always have to go
retighten
them.
That's happened. No. Clear, clean, break.
For real?
And mind you,
the whole thing, like a piece of it, the whole thing came
the
off.
The entire seat broke
so
off.
So the lid, the middle part, and the bottom.
Okay, no, the part that you sit on, the
got
seat.
Got it, the seat.
The seat, and it's a new toilet seat. We moved into this house the summer, right?
Yeah.
We replaced the toilet seat when we first moved in because, as you know, we're potty training our two-year-old. Mm-hmm. So with that comes the need for other seats.
Yeah.
Long story short, we wanted to change the seat out, yada, yada, yada. We went and got a new seat, put the seat on. It's only been a few months with the seat. So the fact that this even snapped, broke, had a chance to break is random.
Weird.
On top of that, it's one of those really nice self-closing lids that slow closes. So it doesn't even have a chance to slam. Mm-hmm. It couldn't slam if you wanted it to, right? You couldn't make it slam.
I love those. I had to get those for my kids because you would hear a slam
boom,
every 30 minutes when they'd go to the bathroom, and I was so sick of it.
Every time,
yeah.
Right? So we were like, okay, we all hate that noise. Yeah. When it happens, it happens, but everybody cringes. So we're like, let's eliminate that.
I'm
we
so
can
sorry
do that.
You had such a crappy Valentine's Day.
No pun intended.
I got jokes. Okay, so anyway, so the toilet seat breaks off.
Snaps off, and my wife literally looks at me and goes, the toilet seat just broke. And I go, do you mean it just popped off?
Right.
Because I'm thinking
it's
we got
loosened.
She said, no, the toilet seat just broke, and hands me the toilet seat, basically. I'm like, oh, what the?
She hands it to you.
What's going on? I'm like, oh my God. But it was at the seam. So you know how like the toilet seat hinges?
Mm-hmm.
One of the hinges
broke
clean off. But the thing is, it looked like a manufacturer defect the way it broke, because it doesn't slam. Our kids don't slam it because they don't go in the bathroom without us.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was a brand new toilet seat has us going, all right now, come on. Ain't no way. So
there's no way.
Why are you over there having a nice date night? We're dealing with a broken toilet.
Well, I was enjoying myself. Boy. You're with two little kids dealing with a broken toilet.
And now the conundrum stands. So what do we do? We obviously can't leave the toilet like this.
Yeah.
No. But I'm not going tonight to go buy a toilet seat. We can deal with this for the night. But now today
I'm
going. Do
you guys have more than one bathroom or one?
No.
We've got one
bathroom.
That's a classic Milwaukee house, though.
Thank you.
What I mean?
A 1950s house.
Yeah, I can picture it. So you have, that's the other thing. You have the one. I couldn't remember if you had one in your basement or not. You do not.
We don't.
You got the one.
I got a sink drain in my basement. That's a fella's bath. That's the urinal.
Yeah, right.
That's for the boys, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, no. If you got to use the bathroom,
it's broken. It's broken. There's no going to another.
Arguably, our bathroom is out of order currently. If this was a public establishment, our bathroom is out of order.
Did you fix it? Or you couldn't fix it?
There's no fixing it.
It's broken.
It's broken. I tried to rehinge it, put it on the hinge so at least the seat worked.
Yeah.
Bruh, it is so prone to not slam that even the hinge that's broken is going, I'm not going on the seat no more. I shouldn't have broken. And I wonder now, what do we do? Because it wasn't user. Mm-hmm. We did not break this. We weren't manhandling or mishandling, I should say. Because it was a woman that did it. My wife broke it.
Nice.
But no, we weren't mishandling the toilet seat. I could see if it was us slamming it, moving it, pulling it.
Cleaning around the hinges and messing with the hinges or something.
We don't. We clean delicately. And I'm the one that cleans the toilet, quite frankly. So I clean delicately.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we didn't break this.
I clean around the hinges because, you know, boys pee all all over them. It's disgusting.
Right.
So I should make them do it, but I'm always cleaning and then they loosen. But you're saying you're like loosen. Delicate.
It snapped completely and unwarranted.
Yeah.
Now, I don't feel like I should pay for a new toilet seat. I dang near want to hit up the company and get reimbursed. It's a local company. Yeah. It's state grown.
Yeah.
It's up in Chibuch.
I'm
not going to bust them out, but you know who they are. You've seen all the toilet seats everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm going, all right, so do I hit them up and go, can y'all send me a new one? Like, this clearly happened under y'all guys, not ours. We didn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing if you can very clearly tell that toilet seat was mishandled.
Mm-hmm.
You can absolutely see that there is no reason that should have snapped where it did and how it did.
Yeah.
So I don't want to have to replace it with my own money.
Yeah.
I want to hit the company up and have us send us a new one.
So what are you going to do? Let's go to Sheboygan. What you doing today?
Let's take a drive.
You want to take a road trip?
Nah, not with this weather.
We always say what you would do. Let's ask them.
What would they do?
What would you do?
Yeah.
What
your toilet seat snaps.
Do you snap?
This isn't even a what would DZ do. I just want to know what would y'all do in this scenario?
Do we day trip to Sheboygan? Is there a fix DZ's not aware of? Is there something missing here we didn't know?
Is there somehow, some way that this could be my fault? Because it really, really doesn't feel like it's our fault
at all. Where's all the handy boys at and girls?
Where's all the handy men and women? What up?
Let's go. 414-533-1037. People are texting in. Somebody said, love the slam. So my husband knows he forgot to close the toilet seat again.
Some people like the slam. Okay.
Come on. The slam is the worst. Come on.
No, the slam is terrible. Oh. I hate the slam. It's not good.
They texted in, Union Plumber here. Well, hey, Union Plumber, hit us up.
Right. For real. Where are you at?
We'll talk to you guys next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ talking about your broken toilet seat.
And DZ's broken toilet seat.
I was on a date having the time of my life and DZ was fixing a broken toilet with two little kids and a wife.
I wasn't fixing the toilet because there's no fixing the toilet. It snapped. It's broken. It's unfixable.
You were staring at the one toilet in your house that's now broken.
I couldn't fix this if I wanted to, bro. Super glue won't do nothing.
You can't super glue a toilet, DZ.
You definitely can.
It's time to get a new one at that point.
You definitely can.
I'll go buy you a new one at that point. My God. Cecily's in Kenosha this morning. Hey, Cecily.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning.
How do we fix DZ's toilet seat?
Help.
Okay, so I don't know what brand you have, and I don't know if you guys can say what brand you got, but I'm a kitchen and bath designer, so I've been selling, like, plumbing fixtures
Ooh.
And toilet seats, like, fall under that.
Okay.
So most definitely the manufacturer probably has, like, a warranty. Oh. They might even, like, send you a brand new toilet seat for free.
Oh jinx.
Jinx, well, for real. And I don't mind saying the company, because I like the company.
I heard you say we were going to Sheboygan. I'm not stupid.
Well, there's two companies that it could be in Sheboygan.
What is besides Kohler? What's the other one?
Bemis.
Oh, I didn't know Bemis. I didn't know Bemis was in Sheboygan.
Mm-hmm.
How did I not know that?
And let me just say, it ain't Kohler.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bemis. We hear you, Bemis.
DZ,
yeah.
Is it the toilet seat, like, with the little kid seat, like, inside of it?
Yep, it sure is.
Oh.
She knows exactly the seat.
I'm like 98% positive that they would definitely warranty it and probably send you a new toilet seat, but maybe just check with the Sheboygan location and see if they do that.
Okay. Because we bought it local, obviously. I didn't go to Sheboygan to buy it.
No, nobody does.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Somebody texted in and said, seats aren't expensive. Why wouldn't you just go buy a new one? That's a question DZ has to answer.
It's because it's the principle of the matter,
man.
If you buy a product and you're expecting the product to be good, it's one thing if we had it for years and it broke. Okay, cool. We've had it for months, tops, and it broke. That's
not
okay. It's the principle. And that's why warranties exist.
Yeah, that's true.
And we got the right one on the phone. Cecily said, listen, my expertise right here.
Cecily, come decorate our bathroom if you want to, by the
Please.
Way.
Please. We need your help.
Oh, honestly, I totally will. I'll be there. Let me know.
She's about that life. She said, network.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate it, Cecily. Have a great day.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, it's called the module that snapped. Okay.
Okay.
If you say so.
I
whatever that means.
Well, I call it the hingy thing.
I'm no plumber, so I don't know.
I believe you, plumber. Thank you.
Lisa's in Racine. Let's go to her next and see what she has to say about the broken toilet seat.
Morning, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Morning.
What should DZ do?
I feel like, why can't I hear you?
I don't know. Can you hear us?
Okay, I got you.
Okay,
okay good.
Got me nervous.
So
So Ozzy, I would just go buy a new one. And you say that you had it only for like a month or whatever, and you happen to have the receipt. I would just take a picture of the one where it broke and how it broke, and send a picture of the receipt, and just write the company and be like, I went and bought another one, but could I have a refund?
Reimburse me for. I like that, because she's right. I can't wait for them to send me a new one. We need a new toilet seat.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
You know what I hear? I hear a commercial. I hear an endorsement.
Huh.
Hi, this is DZ, and I have a Bemis toilet seat. It's broken. They fixed it for me.
Tell them
DZ sent you.
It's been a great toilet seat.
You loved it, right?
I'm going to replace it with the same exact toilet seat if I buy another one, because it's been that quality of a toilet seat for us.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that it snapped and made us go, okay, this had to have been a manufacturer defect or something.
Totally.
And you know what? Even if you go buy a new one, send a receipt of the new one so that they know you actually bought the same exact one.
Yeah.
Then I'm sure they would totally reimburse you.
Lisa, somebody texted it and said, are you sure someone didn't drop it like it's hot and break it but won't take responsibility for it?
Bro, there was two of us in the house. I mean, two adults, I should say. The two kids, they're not using the toilet like that.
No.
And if anything, it would have been me that broke it. And I know I didn't.
If the kids were older, I would have blamed it on Sammy. But he's not old enough to break that thing yet.
He can barely lift that thing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And he's still using like the kid potty on the ground.
Basically,
half the time.
We're the FBI and Sammy is off the hook.
He's
off. Not guilty.
He's absolved of any guilt, for sure.
Yeah, he's good.
All Danny, we're still not sure about.
The newborn.
Lisa, we appreciate your call.
Bye.
Yep. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, let's go to Janessa in Janesville. Hey, Janessa, good morning.
Good morning.
You got some advice?
How the hell did you break a toilet?
Okay.
She's coming at you.
Well, me?
Damn.
Me? Janessa, I thought you were helping today.
No, she said, how the?
And then I have another question. Where do you go potty?
He's a guy. He doesn't have that problem.
Listen, Janessa, the toilet still works. The toilet is okay. It's the seat that's the problem. And honestly, we don't know how it broke, because my wife hadn't even used the bathroom when she went in and discovered it was broken.
And you know how we got to do the squat like you do in parking lots at Brewers games.
Exactly.
You just got to do the girl squat.
That's uncomfortable.
It sucks.
You know, I'll stand up. You know, I mean,
you're lucky.
And if I got to sit down, I'll deal
with
it.
Well, we can stand up too, but it's a disaster.
Well, yeah. Different mess.
That would work.
But Janessa, I have no clue how it happened. I really wish we did know, because the fact that we don't know only makes us feel like it just up and snapped on its own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't know.
She doesn't have advice. She just wants you to know you suck for breaking
the toilet. She said, you broke it. It's your fault. Thank you, Janessa. Have a great day, fam. Bye.
Julie's in Oak Creek. Last but not least, we're talking about DZ's broken toilet seat. They have no idea how it broke. This is and he refuses to buy a new one, even though they're cheap, because it's the principle that they just bought it a few months ago.
Bro, this toilet seat was not cheap. Good morning, Julie.
Hey, Julie.
Good morning.
Somebody said buy a new one.
It is the principle of the thing.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you 110%.
Thank you.
Sending the company a receipt, though, that's not going to get you anywhere. I would go to their website, do the, you know, customer service or contact us. Because chances are they're going to want you to send them pictures of the toilet seat before they do anything.
Oh, that
makes
sense.
Whether it's sending a new one or reimbursing you or whatever.
Well, Julie, that's not what our bathroom designer said. That's not what Cecily said.
What accreditation do you have? No, she makes sense, though.
I return things when they break.
She's like, I sit on toilets. I use toilet seats. That's
my accreditation. No, but she makes sense. And honestly, we don't even got the receipt anymore. I don't even think we got the box anymore, to be honest with you. So, I don't know.
Right. I would just go to their website. I'm sure they have a customer service email or chat or something. But they're probably going to ask you to send pictures of it before they do anything.
Somebody said buy a new one and return the old one in the new one's package.
Oh,
why not?
Get my money back. And if that's technically a free toilet seat.
Road trip.
Hold on. No, I like the petitiousness of that. Buy a new one and return the broke one
in the new package.
Get my money back, and then all of a sudden I got a free toilet seat.
See?
Oh, now we talking.
Oh, Brianna and Economowoc texted in and said, no joke, my toilet seat with the kid seat in it broke by the hinge too. I literally sat down and went and fell, off the toilet because the whole seat came off.
Just the imagery, because I know exactly what happened. Hey, looks like we all got to get in the car. Hey, Brianna, pull up. We got to go to Sheboygan.
We're going to Sheboygan.